Now he says here, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. Now, what does it mean to abide in Christ? Well, it means this. There must be, first of all, this continual cleansing. That's the supernatural power of the Word. And it is that which must cleanse us daily. The only way to abide in Him is to do that. And then we must recognize that we're to keep His commandments. Notice he says in verse 10, if ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I've kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. And he says down here a little farther, he says, ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I've commanded you. And my friend, let me say to you, verse 14, you're my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Now, let me say this, and I want to say it very kindly again. There are a lot of songs today that have, you know, Jesus is a friend of mine, and they sing these songs, oh, what a friend is the lowly Jesus. Well, I'll have you know today, he's not the lowly Jesus. He's the glorified Christ right now at God's right hand. There's no lowly Jesus today. And what about being a friend? Now, wait just a minute. I don't like these songs that say he's a friend of mine. Somebody says, well, I thought that was wonderful. No, that's sentimental, and it's very wrong. Suppose that I would say today that the President of the United States is my friend. Well, I bring him right down to my level, and you're bringing Jesus down to your level when you say that he's a friend of yours. But let him say it. He says, ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. Now listen, my beloved, if the President of the United States says that I'm a friend of his, he's brought me up to his level. Now the Lord Jesus says that we're his friends if we do what he commands. Now when I hear anybody saying Jesus is a friend of mine, I always feel like saying, well, my brother, are you obeying him? Don't call him your friend unless you're obeying him. He says you're my friends if you do what I command you. And I think instead of all this sentimental trash we have today, I think we all need to do a little heart searching. He says you're my friends if you do what I command you. And so this matter of abiding in Christ is very important. And then there's something else that's very important here, and I'll have to drop down and pick it up. He says, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. And that means constant communion. Now, I don't think that you can live like the devil all week and then go out in the world on Saturday night and then expect to come in and serve the Lord on Sunday. I happen to know you can't do that because I tried that for years in being out in the world on Saturday night and then come in and teach a Sunday school class Sunday morning. And I wondered why I was so dead Sunday morning. And I'll tell you why. Because of Saturday night. My friend, you have to have constant communion with him. Now, the branch isn't like a spigot that it just jumps off and runs around and then comes back and joins itself. You say, well, that's ridiculous. It sure is, but there are a lot of Christians that think they can do that today. And my friend, you can't do that. You have to have constant communion with him. And that means at the workbench, in the office, that means on the streets. It means to have constant communion with Jesus Christ. And that, I think, is very important today. Now, I'd love to develop that more, but I must move on.